as we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, please join us in a moment of silence. Thank you to those that have fallen. You are not forgotten.
By 1974, North Vietnamese troops had violated the Paris Peace Accords and renewed their assault on the South. It was clear the Republic of Vietnam would fall. In April of 75, North Vietnamese troops approached the southern capital of Saigon. President Gerald Ford ordered all U.S. troops and citizens out of the country.
Permit the movement of refugees to the area of their choice.
And on April 29th, Armed Forces Radio began playing White Christmas to signal an evacuation was underway.
Americans and other foreigners lined up at installations around Saigon waiting for buses was the cue. It told the Vietnamese that this was the end of the line. For most of those who wanted to leave their country, this would be their last chance. Some Americans who pushed towards the bus tried to pull their Vietnamese wives and children along with them. Desperate scenes with families separated and crying out for help, pleading not to be left behind, clutching at the last straw of hope. We rode through the streets of Saigon for more than 4 hours, unable to find a way out or anyone to tell us where to go.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning for the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. I am joined by one Mr. Rob Watkins. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Kelly.
Well, this is your program pretty much, so I will let you kick it off if there's anything that you would like to say and tell everybody exactly what's going on and what to expect here.
All right. Well, first off, I'd like to thank you for all the work you've done putting this program together. It's been a lot of work, tedious, I'm sure, matching the responses to the songs. But,
my pleasure.
I'm sure
least,
everyone.
Least I could do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure everyone's going to be happy that I probably won't have a lot to say today because we've got so many songs to play.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've done was over the last month, I reached out to some of the Vietnam veterans in our community and asked them about their service in Vietnam. And some of them that we got responses from served during the Vietnam era, but not in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those guys feel that they're not Vietnam veterans. Well, it takes anywhere between 2 and 6 non-combatants to keep a combatant safe and doing his job in the field. So those people that think that they didn't do so much, they did a lot to support this.
And if they had gotten the call, they'd have to go.
That's correct.
So you're on standby there.
You know, just because you're in Germany doesn't mean that you're not going the rest of the way.
Right.
So we got over 30 responses that we ended up having four of the Cock County High School Junior ROTC cadets look over, and they read them through the recorder and created the messages that everyone will hear throughout the program today. Kelly put them together, and with those answers, we'll be using them to introduce the songs. Because I'd asked the veteran where he was stationed, when he was stationed, and what his favorite song was. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of them have taken that and have used songs that are very important to them, but weren't actually popular at that time, and actually not even created at that time.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, the war started actually by the DOD in November 1st, 1995, was completed by their timeline as May 15th, 1975. Well, there's a lot that happened that led up to that.
So it started in 75, not 95.
75, yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Just for the listeners. So
it's very early
so they don't get
in the morning.
Yes, it
is. I'm usually up this early, but I'm not communicating
right.
Well. But many people believe the fall of Saigon was the big ending of the war. There were a couple of events that happened around that time before and after, President Ford had used May 7th as the date, and the Mayaquez happened on May 14th and 15th, and we'll talk more about that event, which was actually after the fall of Saigon on April 30th.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the cadets to introduce themselves since they did such a good job for you?
Please, listen to them.
Hi, my name is Edna Santiago, and I am a senior at Cock County High School.
Hello, my name is Peyton Mathis, and I'm a junior at Cock County High School.
Hello, my name is Jacob Wilkins, and I am a sophomore at Cock County High School.
Hello, my name is Mason Turner, and I am a sophomore at Cock County High School.
And I salute all of you young cadets out there, one, for putting in your time and effort, and two, you are the future of our military.
Yes, and they were pretty well squared away, too. These kids stepped right up and did this kind of cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to celebrate this. Where our songs, we've kind of spaced them chronologically.
Mm-hmm.
Our first one, I think, takes off earlier 60s, around someone was there in 64, 65. And so, well, why don't we just get to some music?
I think we can do that. You are listening to the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon here on WLIK. And now we take you on a journey.
Hi, my name is Cadet Santiago. I'd like to thank you all for your service. And this first song is for Willie Green. He was in the U.S. Army from October 1961 to 1963. And his favorite song is Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
This is Cadet Mason Turner. I'd like to introduce to you Chester Dell McMahon. He served in the U.S. Army. He was stationed at Vietnam with the 327 Artillery. He served in the Army from 1963 to 1964. His favorite song is I Can't Stop Loving You by Elvis Presley.
Well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind to live. I'm such a long, lonely time. And I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say. Yes, it is. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Oh, those happy hours. Yeah, that we once knew. Make me blue. Oh, they say the time it heals a broken heart. Oh yes it does now, but time has stood still as we've been apart. And I can't stop loving. I said I made up my mind. Memory of such a long, long time. And I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say. Yes it is. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
This is Cadet Wilkins, and I'd like to introduce Gene L. Stansbury. He was in Vietnam. He served in the 71st Hawk MSL in 1965. His favorite song is America.
Laughing. driving on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know. Cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Welcome back to the 50th commemorative anniversary of the fall of Saigon on WLIK.
Well, you know, this anniversary will hold a major importance to the memories of over 6.3 million women and men who are still living that served in Vietnam or during that era. And there are more than 155,000 of them living here in Tennessee. Mm. And what's really interesting, we have about 3,000 veterans in Cock County. Well, about 1,200 of them are Vietnam vets.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we want to celebrate all of our Vietnam veterans and welcome them home. But we also want to honor and remember the 58,281 names, which includes seven women that are on the Vietnam Memorial.
And that's why I wanted to start with the moment of silence and taps. I thought it was only right.
I thought
right.
That was very nice. Thing. Those people, the 58,281 names are etched in that stone on the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. They made the ultimate sacrifice. So we also want to remember the 591 POWs that returned. And they came home before the end of the military. So they came home between February 14th and April 1st of 1970. The longest held non-commissioned officer is Bill Robinson. And that's interesting because he lives over in Knoxville.
Mm.
And he spent over 7 years in the prisons in North Vietnam. He's got such a marvelous story. But let's get back to the music.
I think we can handle that.
Hello, this is Cadet Mathis. I'd like to thank David M. Hogan. He served in the U.S. Army in the 509th Regiment. He served from May 1967 to December 1968. His favorite song is Painted Black.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away.
I'd like to introduce Don Burney. He was in the U.S. Army. He served two units, the first being the 1st Cavalry from 1965 to 1966, the second being the 26th GSG from 1969 to 1970, and their favorite song is Green, Green Grass of Home by Tom Jones.
The same as I stepped down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me the green, green grass of home.
We will be back with more of the 50th anniversary commemorative of the fall of Saigon here on WLIK. Welcome back to the 50th commemorative program for the, or not the 50th program, the program commemorating the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon here on WLIK with Rob Watkins.
Oh, okay, we're back.
Yes, we are.
Oh, well, I need to make a correction from the last time we were on. The 591 POWs came home February 14th through April 1st of 1973. Mistakenly said 1970. I couldn't read my writing.
To err is to be human. Yeah.
And while I get to be here to do this, this is being sponsored by an organization, Veterans in Focus. They have a goal to create a veterans park and conference center here in Cobb County, and they're working on that, looking actually at 16 acres out in the Cosby area. But also, we want to take a chance to highlight some of the other veterans organizations and things that they do. And so I'll start with the American Legion, because alphabetically, they're first.
Oh, there you go.
And currently, they've got a thing going on for their Boys and Girls State. They send local high school junior seniors to a camp that lets them fill in positions like mayors and sheriffs and state and national representatives. Then they have mock trials and different things to help teach them patriotism and the inner workings of our government. And it really gives them a strong foundation when they come back. The kids say it makes a lot of changes for them. And it's going to be the end of May, but they're sending from Cock County this year two boys and four girls, and it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So they could use a little bit of support. It costs them actually $2,850 to send these kids these two camps. One of them will be in Cookeville for the boys, and the other one is Nashville at one of the universities over there for the girls.
Right.
So they also have an honor guard. Post 41 provides a lot of military honors at burials for the deceased veterans and does it proper for the families. They give them the flag, and they do a great job. They've got the three-round volleys and taps. And so if you need their services, most of the local funeral homes can help you with how to get a hold of them. But if you'd like to have any more information, you can get a hold of Dave Mills. He's the Post 41 commander at area code 423-608-8168. Let's get back some music.
I like the way you work.
Hello, I would like to honor Ray Strobel. He was in the USMC Marine Corps. He served in Vietnam. He was in July. He was in Vietnam February 1965 to March 1966. And his favorite song, Amazing Grace by Elvis Presley.
I want to introduce to you Larry Hartzell. He was in the United States Marine Corps, stationed in Vietnam with the 9th Engineer. He was in Vietnam from April 1966 to January 1968. His favorite song is Run Through the Jungle by CCR.
I'd like to introduce Dallas Schultz. He was in the U.S. Army, and he was stationed in Germany, and his favorite song was Wake Up Little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. Much of a plot. We fell asleep. Our goose is cooked. Our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are they gonna do?
back here on WLIK as we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon with Rob Watkins from Veterans in Focus. What would you like to say, Rob?
Well, we'll give a little bit of tidbit of history. When the last troops left Vietnam March 29th of 73, they left behind 7,000 Department of Defense civilians, employees, and the security guards to protect the embassy. And so we'll get to the embassy in a little bit, but that was still quite a few Americans left in the country with the North Vietnamese crashing down through it.
With pretty much no protection.
Yeah. And we do have an upcoming picnic. Marjorie Ramsey got a hold of me last week, and she said that she and the Democratic Party is hosting a picnic for all the veterans of Cock County. It's going to be at the Newport City Park Pavilion on May 10th, and it's going to begin around 11:30, and it'll keep going till the last veteran leaves.
Till the last sandwich is ate.
Yep, and they're going to have hot dogs and snacks and drinks and chips and all that stuff. And they got Captain Steve Robinson, who's a member of the East Tennessee Honor Guard, is going to be a guest speaker for them. They're going to have a lot of door prizes, and this really takes the place of the Valentine's for Veterans breakfast that they've held for 20 years, I guess it's been going, at Newport Community Center since the police and everybody else has moved in there. They couldn't do that, so now they've changed it to this lunch. And if you need information, you can contact Marjorie at 423-237-8033. And again, that'll be May 10th, starting about 11:30, and all the veterans are invited to bring their families out. Let's get back to some more of that music.
I agree.
I'd like to introduce to you Jerry L. Garber. He served in the U.S. Army. He was stationed in Vietnam from 1966 to 1967. His favorite song is At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors.
I'd like to introduce Richard Holt. He served in the U.S. Navy in USS Okinawa LPH-3 from 1967 to 1969, and his favorite song is Black is Black.
I'd like to welcome home Marcus Witt. He served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam, the MACV SOG 5th Special Forces Group, from October 1969 to November 1970. And his favorite song is Crying, Waiting, Hoping by the Beatles.
Can't seem to get you off my mind. Crying, waiting, hoping you come back. You're the one I love. I think about you all the time. Crying, the tears keep on falling all night long. Wait. Seems so useless, I know it's wrong. People cry, waiting, hoping you come back, baby, someday soon. Things will change and you'll be mine. Tears keep on falling all night long. Wait. It seems so useless, I know it's wrong. Cry, waiting, hoping you come back. Well, maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
I'd like to honor Harry G. Lam. He served in the U.S. Army, and he was in Vietnam from 1965 to 1967, and his favorite song is God Bless the USA.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, God bless
We will return to our commemorative program for the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon here on WLIK. We thank you for joining us and ask that you stay with us throughout the morning as we continue. Back here on WLIK, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, joined by Rob Watkins. Rob, what would you like to speak about? You said the Pueblo, right?
Yes. We'll start back with a little bit of history here. The Pueblo was a ship that was captured in January of 1968, actually on the 23rd, by the North Koreans. They took it as a spy ship, and it had a crew of 38 that they took into custody, and they became POWs in North Korea until December of 68. So they spent 11 months as prisoners of war, and one of our local veterans that we'll be doing a profile on in my newspaper column, View from the Bunker from Newport Plain Talk, is Bob Hill. He was one of those POWs, and we'll be bringing that to you here shortly. The organization we want to talk about right now real quick is the AMVETS Post 75, and one of the big things they have going annually is their Americanism contest for the students in the school from kindergarten through to 12th grade. And there's various things. Some of them have to do essays, some do coloring, and some do posters. But this year, we had 6 first-place winners at state and 4 second-place winners.
Wow.
And in 23, our 12th grade winner from, she was a ROTC student here at Cock County High School. She was a national winner for 12th grade essays.
Good job, guys.
So, let's get back to the music.
I agree.
I'd like to welcome home Jim Bryant. He served in the U.S. Army in the 19th Combat Engineer. He was in there from November 1966 to December 1967, and his favorite song is How Great Thou Art.
Sings my soul.
I'd like to give a special welcome back to Gary Hartzell. He served in the U.S. Army. He was stationed in Vietnam with the Signal Corps from 1970 to 1971. His favorite song is Rainy Days and Mondays.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. All about hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel has come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
I'd like to welcome home Charles Stewart. He was in Vietnam in 1968. His favorite song is I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Chose things to make me blue with some other guy's.
And we are back here on WLIK as we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. We are joined with Rob Watkins. And Rob, during the break you were talking about the 68 Tet.
Is that yeah, right? The Tet of 1968. That's famous for everyone. I was personally involved in that. I got to Vietnam on January 25th, and that was 2 days for my 20th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on January 30th, when Ted started and gave me a real big birthday present, and I ended up flying in and out of a lot of hot places like Da Nang and Hue and and others, dropping off munitions and sometimes landing, and that's a whole other story to get into. But Tet of 68 was a real big one. They attacked a lot of cities. One of the main things they did was get a whole group of the North Vietnamese Rangers inside the compound at the Saigon Embassy. And that didn't turn out well. They got them all. But let's get back to the music.
It was kind of like a foreshadowing of what's to come.
Yes.
I'd like to introduce Charles Smith. He was in the U.S. Army as a military police. He served all of 1968, and his favorite song is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
I'd like to welcome home Van Ford. He served in the United States Navy. He was stationed in Vietnam with MACV. He served in Vietnam from 1969 to 1972 and from 1973 to 1975. And his favorite song is Bad Moon Rising by CCR.
I'd like to welcome home Wayne Eaton. He was in the U.S. Navy Air. He served in Vietnam 1967 to 1968, and his favorite song is You're in the Navy Now by Village People.
seven seas. Yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In the Navy.
Pull and make a stand.
In the Navy.
Can't you see it ahead?
In the Navy.
Come on, protect the motherland.
In the Navy.
Come on and join your fellow men.
Back here on WLIK.
And we'll take a quick note here and we'll give a shout out to the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 102. Larry Hartzell down there is one of their service officers, and they're open on Wednesdays 9 to noon with coffee and stuff, kind of an open house. But Larry's there to help the veterans with their disability claims, and he'll help write those appeals and mm-hmm. everything else that they need. They're located at 148 Pine Street. Mm-hmm. and up
in the loop.
Yep, and they've got a beautiful mural on the wall there that's 26 feet long and 6 foot tall that I happen to be the lead artist on. Uh-oh. Back, I guess that's been 8-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. That we've got a 16-foot eagle that flying out of the middle of the mural over top of the mountains. And it's because we don't know them all, but we owe them all.
Amen to that, brother.
Back to the music.
Right here on WLIK.
I'd like to thank Wayne Reynolds. He served in the Air Force during Vietnam, and his favorite song is The Prayer by Celine Dion.
Let this be our prayer.
Quanta fede c'è.
When shall we feel our sleep so weary.
Sogniamo un mondo senza più violenza, un mondo di giustizia e di speranza.
I'd like to give a special welcome home to Bob Hill. He was in the U.S. Navy and he was a POW in North Korea. He was there from the 23rd of January 1968 to the 23rd of December 1968, and his favorite song is Lonely Bull by Herb Alpert. I'd like to introduce Danny Dover. He was in the U.S. Army. He served in Vietnam with the 88th Transportation Unit. He was there from 1968 to 1969, and his favorite song is Take It Easy by the Eagles.
I'd like to give a thanks to Lynn E. Murray, served in the U.S. Army in the 1st Air Cavalry from 1970 to 1971, and his favorite song is Let It Be by the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be far,
answer. Let it be.
Back here on WLIK as we come to a close for this first half of the 50th anniversary commemorative program of the fall of Saigon. Is there anything you would like to say to the folks before we take our lunch break, Rob?
Well, I certainly hope everybody's enjoying the show. It's supposed to be a fun one. Really good memories of, 'cause music was very important to us in Vietnam. A lot of the bases had buildings that you could go to and had little cubicles that you could go in and either had a turntable or the reel-to-reel players. And they had huge catalogs of music. And you had to reserve spots in those places because it was such an important thing for
everybody wanted in.
Yeah, everybody wanted to unwind a little bit. This was their escape from their reality
and get a taste of home and normalcy.
Yes. And even just a little brief part of it. I hope everybody listens when we come back and enjoy some more of the songs that we've got coming.
I agree. And I would like to say that I hope everyone that wanted to listen and was able to listen has joined us. And please follow us on Facebook. Follow Rob Watkins on Facebook. Reach out to him. Reach out to us. Comment. Let us know what you think of this broadcast. I think it is something that's very important for our servicemen and women, our veterans especially, and those that did not make it home. So please stay with us. And enjoy the show, and we will be back around 10:30 right here on WLIK. Welcome back to our commemorative program for the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon here on WLIK. I'm joined by my friend, Rob Watkins. How have you been throughout the break?
Well, I took a good pause.
Yeah. I believe we both.
And tried to make notes for the second half that we weren't originally going to do, but mm-hmm. I'm hoping everybody stayed around for this, or at least coming back for it.
Amen. So I heard you bumped into somebody recently.
Yes, our Mayor Rob Mathis, who happens to be a veteran himself, mm-hmm. Had a couple words he wanted to share with them.
I just want to thank all of our Vietnam veterans. Our county and our country owes you a debt we can never repay. And we just cannot thank you enough for your service and all you've done and sacrificed for our country. And we owe you a special thanks on behalf of all Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, because the wonderful welcome that we received when we came home was because of the welcome that they failed to give you when you came home. And so we can never do enough for you, and we can never thank you enough. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mayor Mathis.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was really nice of him to be able to say that, and I believe that they're trying to work on a proclamation to for the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And another person I'd run into was Anna Chamis Darrow. She happens to be our master sergeant at arms at our breakfast. She handles all the food set up and distribution and clean up, and she used to be a caterer, and she's come in there, and she's one of the strongest volunteers we got. She keeps us all together, and she was out of town for a weekend that we weren't going to have it, so I asked her for SOP, standard operating procedures, mm-hmm. and she come up with 2 pages. and as long as we followed that, it went just as smooth as when she was there.
Right.
Well, almost.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me about her dad, who had been a Vietnam veteran. He had actually worked for Armed Forces Radio. Mm. And Clem Chamis he ended up staying in the service, got out as a master sergeant. But he was in Korea in 1966. And he made a CD of his songs mm-hmm. That he had written. And in 1967, he released it, but because of where he was, it couldn't go out for major distribution.
Right, right.
He ended up back in, from Korea, he went back to Vietnam, and he was in Saigon 1968 and 69. And so she's provided a CD with it, and we're going to play one of his songs.
The old soldiers' infantry very seldom on TV. No special school to learn to fight, but the infantry is the army's fight. With hand grenades upon our chest, entrenching tools and all the rest, plain GI clothes, that's all we got. Heads, the things you thought. I got a note from my draft board, the basic out at Old Fort Ord. 100 men they test each day, and 99 are next to stay. From an aeroplane I cannot leap, snakes and frogs I just can't eat. Got leech repellent on my skin, and muddy boots clear to my chin, and hand grenades upon my chest, and trenching tools and all the rest. An armored vest to slow the shot, and on my head the plain steel pot. Back at home, a girl will wait for G.I. Joe to meet his fate. But something stopped the VC lead, the plain steel pot upon his head. With hand grenades upon his chest, and trenching tools and all the rest. He'll re-enlist, 3 stripes he's got,
he'll proudly wear the plain steel pot. Proudly wear the plain steel pot. Proudly wear the plain steel pot.
Back here on WLIK with Rob Watkins as we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. You were wanting to...
Yeah, as a public announcement here, one of our other organizations, Occupational Therapy, is executive director, Dallas Short, and he's my co-host for our monthly breakfast that we have for the veterans. And this out in Bobby and his organization, the Occupational Therapy, actually is working to help veterans better transition from the military to civilians. He's setting up a calm place that veterans can come and unwind. He's got goats. He's got chickens. He's got 30-some acres out there that's got trails through it that they can come out and relax. And he's also got 3 miniature horses that are registered service animals. And they'll be coming out in the community soon. He's got scheduled all sorts of visits at the local libraries and stuff. But Dallas really needs some help. As we'd like to, anybody that's a dog walker or many horse walkers, trainers that want to donate their times, he takes in rescue dogs. He'll get a call, and he's got a couple, and one just recently went through a major ear problem for several weeks and cost a whole lot of money. So they can reach out to Dallas, and, oh, he's looking for a street artist to paint his barn, too. So they can reach out to Dallas at 310-383-9041. And getting back to a little bit of history here, on the 29th of July of 67, a fire broke out on board the USS Forrestal. It's an aircraft carrier based is off the coast of Vietnam. Something happened and a missile launched off of one of the parked airplanes. They're saying it's electrical or something.
Different stories.
Yeah. And so it when it launched, it went over and hit a couple other aircraft that was ready to take off. One of the people, one of the pilots, was actually John McCain, who became our United States Senator, and he was wounded in the blast. They got out of the planes. The guys next to him did not, and we lost several pilots on that. But there were 134 sailors that were killed and 161 that was injured. And one of our local veterans, Ronnie Williams, will be getting a interview coming up soon, that he was on board fighting the fires, and he got a Navy commendation letter for what he did. And I've talked to Ronnie several times, and he had one heck of a day.
I would say so.
So with that said, let's get back to the music. We got a lot to do in the next hour.
I'd like to welcome home Budford Calfee Jr. He was in the U.S. Army, and his unit in Vietnam was 217th Artillery. He served in Vietnam from 1969 to 1970, and his favorite song is Proud Mary by CCR.
Keep on playing.
You know, while I was out talking to the veterans, there was a couple that I asked special question to. The question was, how did you feel when you saw the television coverage of the fall of Saigon? Mm-hmm. And Ronnie was one of them. And so he gave me this little statement of how he felt.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a shock, wasn't it? I mean, the fall of Saigon, the helicopters coming in there and trying to evacuate the remaining. I remember when the North Viet Cong, you know, they come in there, and we're just lucky we got the people out. That in the embassy, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
They were taking helicopters on top of the roof there and getting the people out as many as they could. I can remember, but I don't know exactly what I could say about it, you know.
Yeah. How did it make you feel?
Let me see here. We deserted, in a way, deserted them people over there. I mean, I know the war had been going on since like 63 or 64. Actually, things were going on that early. But it was just like, I just felt the 58,000 men or more that died over there, that it was like turning their backs on them too or something. I don't know how to explain that, you know.
Yes,
like,
sir.
What was it worth?
I'd like to welcome home John Willard. He served in the Marines in the 7th and 26th Marine Regiment. He was in from 1965 and 1967 to 1969. And his favorite song is I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
I'd like to give a special welcome to Jerry Hughes. He served in the U.S. Navy, stationed in Vietnam offshore. He was in Vietnam in 1973, and his favorite song is Operator by Jim Croce.
Back here on WLIK as we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. What was you wanting to speak about here, Rob?
Well, little historical perspective is that, yes, Saigon fell on April 30th, and everybody looks at that as the end of the war. Mm-hmm. Well, there were a couple other things by Gerald Ford who had different dates, but on May 12th, there was a rescue mission for the crew of the SS Mayaguez, and that involved over 600 Marines, and it took place on an island off the shore of Cambodia. The Cambodians had captured this ship and the crew, and because of faulty intelligence, we sent a bunch of Marines and airmen to their deaths. Mm-hmm. And one of them that was there in that last day battle, we lost 41 military, and one of the pararescue on one of these helicopters was Ron Kales. And I caught up with Ron, and I asked him, like I did Ronnie, how did you feel whenever you saw the fall of Saigon?
I felt crushed at the fall of Saigon because of all the people that have died and were injured and permanently affected by this war, and we just turned around and gave it back to them. And all the Vietnamese that have helped us, I knew that if they didn't find their way out, that they would be killed or tortured. And I just felt let down by this government. They made the entire war insignificant. And I felt that same crush when the Biden administration pulled out and our 13 soldiers died. And I saw on TV those planes with people trying to rush to get out because they knew that then that they were also going to be attacked and tortured. And I felt like, why all these people died when we're just going to give it back to them? I actually kind of flashback when I saw those planes and those people, thinking, oh my God, that's what it was like at the fall of Saigon.
I'd like to welcome home William Wagner. He served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam. His favorite song is House of the Rising Sun.
Rising sun.
I'd like to give a special thanks to Philip Wissner. He served in the U.S. Navy in Vietnam, and his favorite song is Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you, then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come, when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again.
I'd like to give a welcome to Eldridge Atkins. He served in the United States Air Force and the United States Army. He was stationed in Vietnam with the 160th Air Force Wing. He was in Vietnam from 1972 to April 1974, and his favorite song is My Girl.
I would like to honor Jerry Huff. He was in the U.S. Army, and he was in the 101st Infantry in Vietnam. He was in Vietnam for 11 months and 29 days. His favorite song is Give Me a Ticket for an Airplane.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
I'd like to give a special welcome to William L. Marks. He served in the United States Air Force. He was stationed in Vietnam with the 43 Combat Support Group. He was stationed in Vietnam from 1970 to 1972, and his favorite song is I'd Like to Get to Know You.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
finally
you.
Finally I found, searching all around, just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
She went on her way and said it was all over. Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I just meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
I'd like to get to know you.
If I could. I'd like to get to know you.
Know you,
know you, know.
Well, as we get ready to wrap this program up, I've got to say that in January 27th, 1973, they signed the Paris Peace Accord that started withdrawal of all our troops and the POWMIAs out of Vietnam. That was kind of a special day for me because that was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Vietnam's had a lot of historical importance to me with my birthdays because, like I said, I'd gotten to Vietnam just a couple of days before my 20th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to come home on my 21st birthday, and I'd left out of Cameron Bay just about 1:45 in the morning, so I just turned 21. Well, when we got back to the States, to Washington, to get off of that, lo and behold, it was January 26th in the morning. And so I got to fly all the way over to Florida, where my next station was.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I got up the next morning, I was 21 again. So I had two 21st birthdays out of Vietnam as well.
Ah, yeah. Did you take advantage of those 21st birthdays?
Well,
or is that classified?
Some of it's classified. Now, whenever I got on the plane to come out of Vietnam, mm-hmm. I had my friend Jack Daniels mm-hmm. and his sister Royal Crown,
mm-hmm.
To say that neither of them made the whole trip. Well, they did, but not in the same container.
Right. He didn't have his buddy Jimmy Bean there with you.
No. But that was an interesting way to get out of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
But as you start off the morning with the message they sent out and played White Christmas,
mm-hmm.
that was a signal to evacuate Saigon. And so the helicopter started getting into the embassy and everybody can remember the pictures of people climbing ladders and being pulled into them.
Chains of people.
Yeah, and there were so many, they were flown out to the ships off the coast, and most of them went to a couple of different aircraft carriers that was out there, and there were so many of these mm-hmm. helicopters coming in. When they landed, people got off, and they pushed them out in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching some where they would drop the people off, and they'd take off and just circle around, and they would jump out of the helicopter just so it would crash down into the ocean.
It was really strange. I've heard a couple reports, one from the commander of the one aircraft carrier and also the guy that was in charge of the flight deck.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that there was no radio communication between these helicopters coming in.
Oh, wow.
And so can you imagine the mass hysteria? And they said just some of their talk was so agitated as to what they had been seeing on that deck.
Well, I can only, just the tension of being one of the pilots.
Yeah.
It's not only are you responsible for getting these people evacuated and getting them to safety, but you also have other pilots and you're not communicating. There's nothing, you run into each other. I mean, yeah, that's. Yeah.
Well, they'd been withdrawing Vietnamese by ship. For quite a while, because when the accord was signed, it didn't mean anything North Vietnamese.
No.
They were supposed to stay up there. Well,
they were just buying
time.
We
come out, and they started marching down the country, and so some of the South Vietnamese, they were either captured, some of them were killed, some of them were put in re-education camps.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we got out, they've been relocated here in the States over the years, and their kids have been born, so they've had that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that many of the people that we fought beside in Vietnam didn't have a chance to do. The Montagnard Village people from up in the mountains, mm-hmm. I've worked with them quite a bit, and they're still trying to get some of them to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the time they made that message to just before 8 o'clock the next morning, that's when the last chopper took off. It had the five Marines on it that were the security detail for the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as the tanks was coming down the streets and going into the presidential palace in Vietnam, who had already surrendered a couple of days before.
Right.
And
now,
so,
where was the ambassador? Was he on the last one or the first one?
I think he was towards the front. You know, they would have had a special chopper for our ambassador and his staff. And then these others were just to get the Americans that were living in Vietnam and supporting the others, because there were a lot of civilians in Vietnam working for government contractors or working for private contractors as well. And so they got out what they could, and the airlift ended up taking over 6,000 South Vietnamese and over 1,200 Americans before that 8 o'clock flight took off. And so that's how you can see that there was so much mass confusion out on the ships.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody has not watched it, I suggest you go just Google it. Look, there is footage of that exodus.
Yes.
And it's mayhem. I couldn't imagine being in that.
Well, it's just like Ron Kell said a while ago, in Afghanistan, and then the people today see all of them hanging off the airplanes and stuff. Well, I also saw them taking helicopters out of our embassy in Afghanistan. That's where I had my flashback, you know. Well, people can really see the true results of the Vietnam War by going to Washington. They can go up to the Vietnam Memorial, that wall that they say, that they call it. They go up there and they touch some of the names. If they don't have anybody they know that's on there and it's list by date, and they've got catalogs, and they've got people up there that will help take you to those names if you want to rub one of their names so that you have that impression. I ask you to go up there and actually touch those names to help remember the 58,281 people that lost their lives, give their ultimate sacrifice for this country. And today, many still say, why? You know, why did we come out of there? Our policies were restricted. Well, we don't have a couple, 3 days to get into that conversation.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother the pot there.
Yeah, but of the 1,200 Vietnam veterans living in this community, I would like to say welcome home.
I was going to say the same thing. If you had never been welcomed, I welcome you home, and I thank you for your service.
And we hope that today that you've really enjoyed this music. I've enjoyed putting this together. This is one of those 3 o'clock in the morning ideas. And
those are usually the best ones.
Yeah, well, it was along the way. I'm thinking I need a nap. But this has been a real pleasure. I appreciate the support of the radio station, of Kelly yourself, the people that have listened to us, and the people that went there, did their job, and came home.
And those that didn't
go there and supported those that were there. We don't want to take anything away from those people that didn't go in country, didn't become combat veterans, because not everybody in country was combat veterans.
Right.
You know, I'm one of those that happened to be a combat vet.
Right.
But anyhow, these folks that are out here that are your, they call them paper pushers. Well, if we didn't have those, we wouldn't know where to go, you know, and we wouldn't. And I've talked to a couple that worked in offices that actually had to give the orders to a person that they were sending in Vietnam. And those people are haunted because they know that many of those aren't going to come back.
Yeah. You're literally sending someone on a death sentence.
So that, you know, that PTSD is affected by those people that work in these offices and had that close contact with these people that were going to Vietnam.
It's all a machine.
It is.
And it can't work. If one part ain't working, none of it works.
Yeah.
So, yes, they got to be, they also need to be respected and remembered and saluted. And
yes.
And welcome.
And I thank all of them. And we did have females there, so I tried to seek them out. We do Christmas floats that we have female veterans as the highlight. We try to do that at all our breakfast to recognize them. There's supposed to be 200 female veterans living in Cock County.
Mm. like I say, any veteran of any war, of even if you didn't see any combat, if you have enlisted, if you have served, and you made it home safely, you're still a vet in my eyes, because the chance, it could happen at any time, and you could go.
Right. And there's one thing.
You're putting yourself on the line.
There's one thing that ties us all together, was that oath that we put our hands up, that we swore to protect this country. Mm-hmm. And we didn't give up on that oath. I didn't resign from mine, and neither did any of the veterans I know. So we're here.
Well, it's been an honor. Let me shake your hand.
Thank you, sir.
And welcome home.
Well, thank you.
And with that being said, we will close out with this final song. Thank you for joining us here on WLIK.
I'd like to welcome home Don Agron. He was in the U.S. Army. He served in the 135th AHC. He was in Vietnam from August 1970 to August 1972. And his favorite song is We Gotta Get Out of This Place.
This dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying. Watch his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh, yes, I know. He's been working so hard. Mama been working too, baby. Every night and day. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. Watch my dad.
WLIK, Newport.
The Smokies Oldies.